Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the show. This is Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I got to pop out my microphone there. That was super close. Welcome, everybody. Sue Storm, the angel lady, is in the house today. And so get ready to find out who your angels are. Get ready to have an angel reading. February seems to bring the love out, like the love boat, the love thing, just love. Love, 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 love. Just, yeah. Are you feeling the love today? That's what I want to ask everybody. Because if you're not, there are angels waiting to help you bring that love in. You know, here's the thing that some of us learn the hard way in life. If a thing shows up in your life, what happens when you love it? You heard Veer the other day talk about his journey with Lyme disease. And you heard him talk about what was the real game changer for him. Of course, if you read his book, what you find out is there's a lot of things that Veer did in that incredible book, Veer and Dr. Lemke. But one of the things he said when I asked him a question about the most pivotal point of this journey was something he and I had to do. Both of us did on our healing journey, independently, but we did it. We had to get to a place, one, where we no longer resented the situation. That had to be the first step. But that wasn't enough. We had to then move the energy up the scale. If you can move the energy up the scale to have the energy of love, even if you have a neighbor that continues to let their dog run in your yard, this is what the show's about. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here today, and she is an international author, inspirational speaker, prosperity consultant. You know, you've heard her talk about Dr. Pat specials because that's what she does, to reach out to say, this is a time where you can get some help. This is a time where we can connect to that angelic realm and make things happen. Sue, it's great to have you.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Good to be here.
Yeah. So some people think love is in the air. Some people not so much.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what's in the air in Chicago, and it's cold.
Oh, my gosh.
A chill is in the air here.
How much snow did you get?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
How much snow did you get?
Oh, snow, yes. Probably around a foot. If you go to the end of my driveway, it's piled up to my shoulders. So where they put all the snow. It hasn't gone away yet.
So today we're talking about love.
Yeah.
Tell me about the theme for today and what the angels of love, who the angels of love are, and what kind of messages can people hear from them today?
Okay, so we're going to talk. Love is everywhere. It's just feeling it, knowing it, believing it. Doesn't have to come from another human being. It can come from, you know, your angels for sure. They absolutely love you. And one of the remedies in the Angel First Aid book is love is in the air. You know, just take a deep breath and breathe in the love. But
What are some of the angels? Who are the angels?
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. So Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love and unconditional love as well. And Tarina, and that's a T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. So she's the angel that helps you find soulmates, helps you find romance, So that's the angels' help for that. And the angels just, they don't know anything but love. Wouldn't it be wonderful if that's all we knew? And so love is around them. When you call on them, talk to them, look for them, and ask them to bless you with love.
Mm.
They can do that.
Today, this is a show where you're going to be able to call in. Also, you're going to be able to type your messages. If you go to Transformation Talk Radio, of course, you can go over there to type your messages. This show is not streaming on Facebook, I don't believe, at this time. I've just got to get an answer from Olivia or Jacob. But you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and type your message in. Many of you do that, and I will pull them right off there. But you can go to 1-800-930-2819. That is a live toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. You can find out who your angels are if you don't know them. You can find out who your archangel is. And more importantly, you can ask a question and you'll get some guidance and advice. If none of that is what you're looking for and you simply want to be infused with the energy of angel love, 1-800-930-2819. So let's talk a little bit about how you've worked with folks over the years about bringing more love in their lives. And what have been the results? What have been some of the outcomes?
Oh, sure. Good ones. I've got some really good ones. I've been to a few weddings, so they all turned out. But it's not only about love, man and woman, or you know, mm-hmm. pairs, couples. It's not only about that. It's about love from your children. It's about love from your spiritual guides and your neighbors. I mean, love is peace. It's comfort. It's joy. It's easy. See, that's the thing. It's easy. It's when things are flowing, when the warmth is coming, when the joy is there, the love is there. So it's a matter of getting into the right flow and getting into the law of attraction and definitely being with the right people. But it's not always about what someone else gives you. It's a lot about what you give yourself to. You can have a lot of self-esteem. Melody is the angel of self-esteem, so that helps as well.
And, you know, the reason I bring this up is because, you know, folks are listening to this, and a lot of people are sitting on the edge of their seats, right? You know, there are things people are waiting for to get some help. Am I going to get that next stimulus check? Are we going to get some additional unemployment benefits? Are they going to really help us out with this extension March? You know, the moratorium on evicting people is up. So people are really in search of a new energy and a new vibration. And I think it's important for us to talk about how plugging into that angel energy can help with all that.
Right. And the other thing is, you never manifest through a tense body. And so if you're tense because you don't have it, It's holding your prosperity and your love away. You know, you had asked me for a couple of examples. One example is really bizarre. This lady said to me, I'm making six figures, I'm happy, but I'm 40 and I'm ready to get married, and I need a millionaire. And I thought, okay. Do you know, we did some of the angel first aid remedies, and, you know, she wrote down what she wanted and stuff like that. Do you know, within 2 weeks, she met her future husband, and he was a millionaire? I mean, I can't promise that to everybody, but the angels can do some, make some miracles happen. I think the important thing is not that the person is a millionaire, but that you're compatible. And what's really important is that you are what you want them to be. If you want them to be honest and healthy and strong, you need to be honest, healthy, and strong. And that's what we work on when we work with people. But I've seen lots of things work out. Pardon. Go ahead.
I was just talking to Chris. He was on the last show. Oh. And we were talking about the power of yoga. And, you know, what is really at risk is our nervous system. It is at risk, and we don't realize that the tension of things, and you know, just put aside all things that have to do with not feeling good. Just put that aside for a moment. But let's just talk about the nervous system in general and how brilliant it is and how much stress it could take. But even with all that, it has a breaking point. And we have to find ways to really neutralize that, to really help ourselves. And sometimes, Sue, we just can't do it alone. And that's really been your experience.
No.
Yeah.
And what I do is I go right down to the cause. I mean, were your parents fighting? Are you not used to having, do you even know what love is? How much have you experienced? What are you really looking for? Maybe you don't even know for sure what you're looking for. Maybe you forgot to ask for something. And the other thing I can tell you, if you're looking for a mate, ask before you go to sleep at night. Ask Tarina and Tara to help you, because they can work all night on it. They can help find that person. And it does work. It really does work.
Well, Benny, what I'd like to be able to do for you, for us and for all of our folks, right, is Tammy, we will get right to you in a moment. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are taking our fantastic audience. We're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2814. 2819. Where did the 4 come from? 1-800-930-2819. And also, if you go to transformationtalkradio.com, or if you're watching on the app, then all you need to do is just say, ask a question, pop it in there. I get it right away, and off we go. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. We'll be right on the phones. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. It's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m., for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bass, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bass Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bass, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Thank you. Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the 3 secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the 3 things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Angels bring love. Yeah, that's what they bring. But if you don't really able to do that alone, because Penny and I, over the years, been having to get some help along that area. By the way, Benny, I totally get up. I gave up the whole romantic love thing. I'm just going to say it right here. It's expose. I gave up the romantic love. And why did I give it up? I didn't give it up. I found that in my life, I have some very close people. Like, I have a best friend that, honest to God, I can't even imagine a life without my best friend. That's how much we've been through in life. That is everything. I mean, my God. And then I think about myself. Somebody said to me the other day, Sue, why don't you go dating? And I'm like, what does that even look like now? Nobody is dating in COVID-19.
Where do you go when you go out?
I don't know where you go. Where are you dating? Yeah. Where am I dating? I mean, yeah. What part of the world are you living in that no.
Well, it's possible because I'm dating and it does happen. So don't be discouraged.
Oh, Jesus. Well, how are you doing it, Benny?
In the beginning, it was virtual. We did a couple things and then we went and we did a small walk outdoors. We maintained safe distance and we went from there.
Oh.
We're good, Pat. We're good. Just be
Benny, why don't you do a show on 10 ways to date during COVID? We should do a show on that.
Wow.
Because I'm like thinking, my brain is like, so distance dating in your own backyard. I love it. We're going to do a show on that.
First way, contact your angels. And that's why Sue's here.
That's it. That's okay. Exactly. Boom. What I want to say about that.
Solid.
Contact the Angel Lady Sue Storm. And we have got callers calling into the show. Whatever form of love, whatever questions you have, 1-800-930-2819. Before we go to the phones, Sue, how do people find out about you? And I don't know, do you have a special for love today?
Oh, okay, sure. So in order to find out about me, you can go to theangellady.net, theangellady.net. That's my website. And then my 800 number, this is if you wanted to set up a consultation, which you're going to love. There's no two ways that one consultation with the angels and you're flying high. That's a good way of saying it. Got your own wings, right? You're in your wings. So, but it's 800-323-1790, and that's direct to me, not to Dr. Pat. 800-323-1790. And I have 3 books and an e-book on Kindle, which Dr. Pat is in. And Amazon has a paperback, too, with Dr. Pat and Benny.
Woo!
So, yeah. So, you're getting some marketing out there. You're getting some publicity. So, let's see. And my Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1 half hour, and you get the second half hour at no charge. So, that's my Dr. Pat special. It's popular. It's a good deal. And your angels are going to bring you the love. They're going to spread the love.
I love it. We're going to hit the phones right now, Mr. Benny. Let us bring on our caller, a fabulous listener.
Tammy from Vermont. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, if the angels have anything that they need to tell me that I'm not picking up.
Okay, that's a really vague question. Can you tell me exactly what you'd like to know? Is there a specific situation?
I've been holding a lot of stress. I mean, extremely amount of stress, and so maybe in that area. Just how do I get rid of it, or what am I not seeing that I'm holding on to the stress?
Okay. You are a perfect candidate for the Dr. Pat special. So take that information, 800-323-1790. Let's get rid of your stress, because we need to go and find out where it's really coming from, where your blocks are, what's agitating you or whatever. Let me see what they say. One of the things that their little message for you is to breathe. When you get stressed, you tighten up. And if you just take a deep breath every once in a while, consciously take a deep breath. And Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, is the angel of divine grace. And she's volunteered to be with you. She's going to be around you and talk to her, let her comfort you. And what the angels are saying, this is probably what you're looking for as well. You're a beautiful woman with a beautiful heart. You're kind, you're generous, and they want you to be happy. So let's flip that around. Let's flip the polarity on stress and get you happy and smiling. How's that one?
Sounds good.
May I say something to you if you don't mind?
No, that's fine.
I was like totally bound up like a bag of rubber bands, right? Because I had something really unexpected come up. I mean, it's not really a game changer. Nobody's going to die in my family at this moment that I know of. But it was something that I just came out of left field. And my approach to it was really out of the usual. My approach to it was, okay, I've got to find this. I got to do it. I'm going to have to move. I mean, it was really almost like a sense of urgency that didn't exist until last night. And I have a million bags of tricks in my bag that I just found myself not using. So whatever it is, if you can find a way to calm your system, even for a short period of time, a temporary calm, whatever that is, whatever that looks like for you, I recommend you try it. Because a lot of times creativity will emerge if we can just quiet ourselves for 17 seconds. That literally is what happened to me last night. 17 seconds. And I found a solution. Without getting into what's going on with you personally, please, I hope you can do that. And Sue will definitely be able to help you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. We didn't give her angel name.
No, I was going to say Sue.
Yeah. We missed out here.
Tammy,
okay,
you still there?
Here's your angel name. Well, wait till you hear the first one. Sarah is the angel of harmony. Let her help as well. So she works with peaceful and blessed interactions. That's wonderful. And then you have Caroline, angel of positive thinking. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. Let Sarah step in, calm you, and then talk to me, and we'll see what we can do to release that. I did hear something else while Dr. Pat was talking. I heard music. You need very calming music, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, and you know what? We come up with these really difficult exercises or some things that we think we have to do or not do. And, you know, I realized last night, thank goodness to Mary Jane Mack. I want to give Mary Jane Mack a shout out. For those of you that work with Mary Jane and Nancy, you have a sense of how amazing her work is, right? Beyond nutrition, beyond healing the body. But she is just, I can't even say anything about it. You're going to have to experience her. But part of that for me is, you know, she's been working with me on my body because I got a total knee replacement. And, you know, you hear the stories about this and you hear how long something takes. And, you know, I really credit her for getting my body in shape to not only go through the knee replacement pretty much without an event. Yeah, little pain. First week is like hell. But after that, the healing process is amazing. What I didn't realize, and I should have known, that she is also great for people to help to the quiet mind place. And so that's the thing. You cannot approach life without some kind of coach, but then some kind of spiritual coach, because you've got to have people like you, Sue, that remind us of how powerful we really are. And that's what I love about what you do with the angels. I mean, you literally help people get back to that place where they can remember what has always been available to them. And I got to tell you, we got our forgetter going right now. That's what we got going. We're going to take a short break. We're taking calls from everywhere. 1-800-930-2819. Please give us a call. In the meantime, we're going to go to break. When we come back, she's going to tell us again about the special. And we're going to find out what angels are available now to help us, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, to de-stress. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
I love Sanskrit, its beauty and its universal ideas. I love that this is readily accessible to everyone. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. This pure and perfect aspect to Sanskrit is ever available. Sanskrit is the voice of reason, truth, and practical wisdom, which tells us what's the right thing to say or do in any situation. Try this. When you are unclear what to do, think of someone wise and ask yourself, what would they say or do here? The answer that comes is always just right. It's pure and perfectly formed, so you can take your next best step forward. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to gain access to simple timeless wisdom with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of Inner Bloom Podcast.
A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com. Oh my God, Benny. Oh my God. That video for like almost a decade for me. Okay, so first we need to say who that is. It's what the song is, right? And so that's Addicted to Love, right?
Yep.
And it's Robert Palmer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that particular video, when that came out, right, and it was just one of the first, if I could say this, Benny, you could always correct me, okay, like if I'm off on this, but it was one of the first videos, Addicted to Love and then Simply Irresistible was the other one. That's another one you should play. That's a love, that's a, like a love thing. And when he had a heart attack, I was like, oh no, can't be true. But when he came out with that song, right, and that video, it was one of the first iconic style videos, right, of its kind, right? Do you remember it? Addicted to Love, the video. And what he had, and he was then became known for this, he used, of course, iconic, non-emotional, almost dancing women, right, just kind of moving back and forth with no expression whatsoever on their faces, just great lipstick. And people related to that. So why would people relate to that impression? Their movements were robotic. They were back and forth. And then once upon a time, it dawned on me. I heard an interview that he did about it and talking about Addicted to Love. He's got a really, really tough accent. And I heard him talking about being addicted to love and how if we let it happen, we get addicted to love and we move in and out as if we had no sense except to follow a robotic motion. And we, of course, now we look back at that, those of you that have seen it or not seen it, I mean, it goes back to, I think, 09 or something like that. If you look at that, it is so far from love, but that wasn't his point. Today, it is about love. It's about how to infuse your life with love, but not do it alone. You know, this has been one of these things where if you've been in a tough place, if you've maybe not feeling love for yourself, for your life, this is where you can perhaps find out what the angels might do. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Sue, how do people find out about you? How do they get copies of your book? And also, how do they work with you?
Okay. So my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And there's a little heading called Ask Me, and you can actually ask me a question if you want to, just and send me an email. So my 800 number is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. I have several books out there. The latest one is on Amazon. It's on Kindle, and it's Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, the second edition, very pink cover, the second edition, and Dr. Pat and Benny are in that book. And let's see. If you have a session with me, it's, we were just talking about that. Dr. Pat and I were just talking about that. Someone called into one of the telesummits that I was on and said, she was from Connecticut, and she said, I can't really remember what happened in my session with Sue. It was so many years ago. All I can remember is it was like jumper cables. And I thought, that's it. Your battery is down. Or maybe that's the stress, too. Your battery is down, or you don't know which way to go, or you're confused. Angels help you make decisions, big decisions, small decisions. It, you know, they just help you feel better, feel lighter, feel clearer. You know, you have stumbling blocks, you know, they help you step over them. So that's what, but I like that jumper cables. I thought, perfect. Anyway, Dr. Pat, that's kind of it.
I like it. I like it. I like having jumper cables. Who doesn't need jumper cables? I'm really all for it. And, you know, one of the things, too, here is people may or may not even know who their angels are. This is another time for people to get them. 1-800-930-2819. And it would be great if folks wanted to get a question, wanted to get an answer to a question. You know, one of the things I was a little struck by this morning, and I just want to talk about this a little bit Later on, for those of you that are listening, later on, Mark Anthony and I will be doing the show that we always do on Thursdays at 4 o'clock, The Psychic and the Doc. And we're going to be talking about, you know, some of the things that you may not know is going on and what you might be able to do about it. What I love about what Sue does is she will literally tone into, you know, some area that you might be able to get incredible relief from. And this is something that Sue has been doing for quite some time. Sue, what are you finding now? What are people now coming to you to get help for? Mostly, I know you work with clients every month.
Yes, yes. Mostly around prosperity. Mostly around, it used for a long time, it was relationships. Now that's kind of switched. Now it's because of the economy or prosperity. And a lot of it, this is interesting too, is self-esteem. If I felt better about myself, I could speak up, you know, not having their voice. It's a combination of all types of things. But yes, it's mostly income, career, prosperity. How do I make it in the world that way, financially?
Yeah. And one of the things too, let's talk about this. The process that you use on the show and what we're doing here today, these are very small versions of sitting down with you. And I think that's important to really address and talk to people about, because the depth by which somebody's woundedness is has to be addressed. And you can't always get it from a 5-minute call into a show.
Right. And, you know, the angel just said to me, someone listening really needs a mentor, a spiritual guide, a teacher, or even a mentor in business, because that's one of my specialties. So if you're listening, call in for the Dr. Pat special. Let's get it.
Yeah, I mean, part of this, too, is, you know, I realized, too, and I don't know if people experiencing the same thing, it's a really rough journey to take it by yourself. And
yeah,
I remember when I first started this, I was trying to do everything myself. Now I have like 5 different mentors that I can call upon to help me at different times for different things. But the one thing, Sue, that is nearly 95% of the time that shows up as a thing is when I am not strong in my spiritual practice. That is the thing.
And it's really important. Your faith is important and trust is important. In fact, if you say affirmations over and over again, but you don't believe them, or you could say an affirmation one time if you believed it and it would work. So it's a process of believing in yourself and also being able to communicate with your angels. This is a really good time to learn how to welcome them into your life, communicate with them, hear them, know them. It's a perfect time.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and she called me and she heard me talk about COVID funding, right? I don't know which show it was I talked about. I'm not even sure if I talked about it here on this network. But I was talking about it. And in talking about it, I tried to explain sort of the process that I was going through. And, you know, we're one of the few companies that I got to interview an attorney who provided some tips. But what I realized is that people like me that don't have a team of attorneys or lawyers or accountants, this has been a really interesting maze for them to navigate. Everything from how do I apply, how do I put the massive amount of documents together? And one of the things we discovered in a little survey that we did was that people that applied for PPP the first time and got rejected didn't update their documentation or try to apply again. And it's so stressful to even do that. And you have to get some spiritual help. You know, people are trying to make this work. And my gosh, what would be the difference between doing it on your own or getting a spiritual mentor?
Sounds Sounds good to me. And I was, while you were talking, Jason, who's the angel of organization, came in and said, call on me. So anybody who needs organization. I don't think I have a paperwork angel, but...
Actually, the paperwork you can get through. It's the emotional feeling of what you're doing that is the crazy part of this, right? And especially for small business owners, especially right. to figure it out. I had a commitment from my bank, who I call on a regular basis, Bank of America. I had a commitment from one of the agents I talked to a week or two ago. And she said to me, I cannot promise you a lot of things, but I can promise you this. You'll get the email with your application during the week of the 4th. And I got it yesterday. And
good.
Sometimes you just have to have faith that things are going to turn out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what role can the angels play in restoring your energy, faith energy, and it just finding that loved one? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy. But skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house. If you want to connect with Sue, 1-800-930-2819. Sue, again, how do people find out about you? And, you know, talk about some of the things you're doing that they can consult with you on.
Sure. Okay, so it's theangellady.net is my website, theangellady.net. And there's an area there where you can get some a download on success techniques and a few other different things. And you can also have a link to my books, my new books that are on Amazon. So, and Dr. Pat and Benny are in the Kindle book, and they're also in the new paperback book. So you want Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition, if you want to do that. My 800 number is 800-323-1790. And in a session with me, we jumpstart you. I ask you where you are now, where do you want to be? And then the angels, they come in, they help, we release your blocks to whatever prosperity or whatever situation. We clear things out, and once you're clear, boom, you just start to move forward. It's fun, it's easy. I'm also a spiritual guide and mentor, if that's what you're looking for. If you need some help with business, I'm really good at that. And if it's relationships, well, give me the challenge. Relationships are a little harder, but we can do it.
Look, part of this is, as we talked about when we first started this, is, you know, our nervous systems are under enormous stress. Our physical bodies are under enormous stress. Stress is just a catch-all word. But, you know, I did an interview with Dr. Stephanie Mines the other day, and her new book talks about shock. And that is really what's happening today, shock. And it's fascinating, Sue, because, you know, every day I turn on my computer, I get hundreds per hour of press releases on things. And I always find it interesting when I'm looking at them, what they're addressing. What are people talking about? You know, what is their perspective on things? Rarely, though, do we find some of those press releases that say, if this is happening in your life, then you can do this. If this is what you experience, then you can do this. And it's really daunting for folks to really get through that. And we are so plugged into the news in a way that we've never done before. I had to make a decision, I don't know when it was, a month or so ago, maybe even longer than that, that I just wasn't going to be a binge watcher. I mean, there are things that I get that pop up, and I get them, and I look at them because of what I do. But we have to find other ways. One of the things we're not thinking about is the spiritual way. Isn't that what you help people get on track with?
And I missed it. One of the things you were thinking about, maybe just a couple, is I missed those words.
The spiritual path.
Oh, spiritual path. Oh, okay, perfect, yes. In fact, Archangel Michael says, and the second book, Angel First Aid, RX for Success, is all about finding your life's purpose. Because Archangel Michael says that if you're hitting speed bumps in the road or things are not running smooth, then you haven't found your life's purpose. And we need to tweak you. We need to get you so that you're on the right path. Things run easy. And I was saying to Dr. Pat, the things that we do, the things that are in my book, the exercises, visualizations, they're fast, they're simple, they're easy. If you know anything about an Aries, and you know that I'm a quadruple Aries, you know things have to be fast, simple, and easy, or I don't do them. So my angels have accommodated me, and you can benefit. And really move forward quickly.
And, you know, I think really also having somebody so you don't feel so alone. You know, I bet you get a lot of calls from people that are just feeling, man, I'm battling this thing alone.
Some people just call me every couple of weeks just because they want to talk to me. You know, they just want to, not necessarily to make an improvement in their life, although it happens automatically, but just because they need someone that they want to talk to and share their stories with or their dreams or their wishes.
And that's really what I say. I mean, this is not a journey now that I think, for me, I knew I couldn't take this journey alone. You know, I'm very grateful for the people that are close to me that have stopped their lives to help me with, you know, my knee and other things. But boy, you know, to have that spiritual connection to know, or just simply remember, Sue, if you simply remember that you can ask and get that angelic realm to work for you, how would you suggest today for people? How do you suggest, what are one of the tools we can share with people so they can ask for help?
It's very simple. Just ask. Consider your angels your friends. consider them someone you can talk to. They have been with you your whole life. I'm sure you've heard them. I'm sure you've gotten an aha, an experience, a thought come from nowhere. You got some guidance. You got a warm feeling when you were doing the right thing. They've been there. Just talk to them. Make them your friends and just be, just acknowledge them. They want to be with you. They want to help you, and they are, but I mean, if you acknowledge them, it just seems so much better for both of you. Habit teamwork. You and your angels.
Sue, thank you so much for today. I want to take a minute again to make sure folks know how to get a copy of your book, how to find out more about you, all of the above for folks, and about how they can work with you directly.
Sure. So if you want to get a copy of the new book, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, second edition, you can go to Amazon and click it in, or go to my website, The Angel Lady. theangelady.net, and there's a link on the homepage, and there's a link on the sales page, so that you can get a copy of the book and Kindle. And if you want to use Kindle, there's Kindles available too. And this is new. This is within a month, so this is all new. And then if you want to reach me for a session, it's 800-323-1790. And this is a wonderful time. February, spring is coming. It's a wonderful time to get you all ready for spring, for summer, and put a little jump in your step. That's what I'm thinking.
Totally. Thank you, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about me, certainly go to the Dr. Pat Show, but I just want to give everybody a heads up. Yeah, Facebook Live Transformation, Facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio, or TransformationTalkRadio.com. 4 o'clock tonight, our weekly show, The Psychic and the Doc, is coming up. And what we're talking about, the frequency beacon in February. And we're going to be taking your live calls, the frequency beacon in February. That's at 4 o'clock on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Everybody out there, stay tuned. More coming up on the network. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.